You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Grandson's home, Finn Odin. How are you, Finn?
Good.
All right. Are you going to school today?
Yeah.
All right. And do you like school?
Yeah.
You do? And you're going to go fishing on Friday?
Yeah.
You with your mom?
Yeah.
Is your mom a good fisherwoman?
Yeah.
Do you like to fish?
Yeah.
Really? Have you caught a lot of fish?
Yeah.
Do you know that you're supposed to go, when you live in North Dakota, you have to fish? That's a rule?
Yeah. I hunt too.
You hunt too? What do you,
yeah.
I saw you, is that your bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, say goodbye.
Oh,
say goodbye, you have to go to school.
Bye.
All right, say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
There you have it. Finn Odin, right there, from, Quantico, Virginia, on a, what day of the week is it? On a Wednesday morning. So after a little bit of a hiatus, good morning to everybody out there. Hold on, I got to shut Kendrick Lamar off. Yeah, it's been a busy week. And it's, as it is every time when we go someplace and we do, the whole post-traumatic winning thing. It is, I don't know, it is, cool beyond cool. Honestly, it is, the number of people that, how would I say it? The number of people that need help, that I think are looking for answers and just to hear the, and you'll hear Mike and I talk about it in the next hour, but just to hear their reactions and, you know, the affirmation of the things that they maybe instinctually know, but are afraid to do, that you have some older dudes that are telling you, hey, we're telling you, you got to do that. It's as you've heard us say before, it's the coolest thing. It's the coolest thing in the world. So it's incredibly rewarding to do it and meet different people, be they social workers, be they medical professionals, be they Marines, be they members of the Navy or any branch of the armed forces And this thing keeps getting better. It's never, as Mike and I say, it's never the same way twice because you stand up and it's a relatively long program. And so things come to you. Maybe something Mike says triggers something in me. And so we try to catch that lightning when we can. But so greetings from the crossroads of the Marine Corps, Quantico, Virginia, here on a Wednesday. What we're going to do today is I'll do this for about another 45 minutes, and then we'll take a break, and then you'll hear Mike and I, something that we recorded yesterday, but pretending it was today so you wouldn't know, because our days are start earlier here. We're not doing anything this morning, so I have a little bit extra time. And so normally, though, we've been we got up at 8, and or we started at 8, which is pretty early, but it's pretty early because it puts a lot of pressure on this. Yeah. Anyway, we've been doing that both morning, afternoon, and did it for the spouses on Monday night. So we've been pretty busy. So that's what's been going on here. So good morning to you, with apologies for our abbreviated formats here on Monday and Tuesday. But such is life. It's for a worthy cause, and I know everybody who listens understands. So anyway, so a very good morning to you. The what else is going on? I couldn't even tell you what's going on in the world, honestly. I saw a couple stories that caught my eye. One about caregivers that I want to talk about this morning. And let's see, what was the other one? I can't remember what the other one was. But yeah, once we start doing this, you kind of lose track of what's going on in the outside world as you get immersed in the issues that people have and people that come and ask for help. And then they go home and they think about it and they email and you answer that and you talk to them and you provide support and other people that come and see it for the first time and are moved and want to help. And so, so it's cool. It's a lot. It's awesome. So anyway, on this Wednesday morning, good morning to everybody. The United States Marine Corps Band makes today official. Good morning. Dedicated to all the Marines we met for the last few days here in Quantico, to the spouses we met, to the medical people, the social workers that have come up to us and talked to us about the ideas and concepts behind post-traumatic wing, and who have made us all feel very welcome, and also to General Mullen for having us here. I'll tell you a story about General Mullen here in a minute, But this is dedicated to them. Thanks for coming, and thanks for making this such a great experience. And we've only been at it for a couple of days.
Our rise from the roots of America. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. He goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather around Marineland. Currently, cloudy and 35 degrees at Quantico. What's up with that? I actually scraped ice off the windshield of a car yesterday. With my California driver's license. That doesn't happen very often. And then I found out there was an ice scraper in the back seat. That's right. Anyway, it is raining. And 45 at Camp Lejeune. It is partly sunny and 44 in Granbury, Texas. Cloudy and 56 in 29 Palms. Clouds and 53 at Camp Pendleton. Cloudy, dark and 71 in Okinawa. Continues to warm there. In Ramadi late in the day, it is sunny and 66. Pleasant day in Al Anbar. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is warmed up a bunch. It is late in the day. It is sunny. It is 68 there. So the fighting season, as it's known, coming. And the temperatures get warmer. Then the bad guys come back. Currently in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, where I am not, it is 58 degrees under partly cloudy skies. In Southern California, looking for a high of only 63 as the cold weather has returned with rain today. On Thursday, it'll be 61 with rain, and then on Friday, partly sunny and 64. That is a look at your weather. When we come back, we're going to check news headlines as we continue here on a Wednesday edition of All Marine Radio, coming to you from the crossroads of the Marine Corps, Quantico, Virginia. And interesting, Mike and I, we went to lunch yesterday with a friend of ours, Don Wright, who works here now. He's a colonel. And so Don was in Afghanistan with us. So we had lunch with Don, and then we came back to Little Hall, which is the base theater in Quantico, where I was commissioned as a second lieutenant 37 years ago. Yeah, I took a picture with my mom and dad outside the theater. It was the first time they had, I think, seen each other since, I think, they were getting divorced. Yeah, it was moderately awkward. Yeah, Little Hall has all that shit for me. So anyway, we got out of the car in the parking lot. We went across the street, and we had driven by it before, and I saw this marker, historical marker, and I thought, what the hell is that? And I saw Franklin Roosevelt's name on it. And so as we were walking, I said, hey, wait a minute. And Mike and I walked over, and it said, on this spot in 1919, or I don't know what date it was, Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, sawed down the first tree in the development of Marine Corps Base Quantico. And, you know, old brass plaque that, you know, tarnished with its kind of aqua green, what is that stuff? Tarnish on it. And so, so we talked about Assistant Secretary of the Navy back in the day when the federal government purchased this piece of real estate known as Quantico, and that would become home to the Marine Corps initially as an operational base, and here along the Potomac River, and where we could conduct some amphibious operations as well as be close to the nation's capital. And then it became home to the FBI Academy later, and so and been a focal point in always in Marine Corps history. So, hence the name. Now home also to the National Museum of the Marine Corps. So Gunnar and I are at some point going to check in. Mike wants to see what's new out there. So I did that a couple months ago. So always very cool to go out there, and gets cooler by the year. All right, so we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on this Wednesday. We'll check news headlines. The Gunner will join us here in a little bit, so don't touch that dial. Seriously. Right? Do not touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Wilson, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Peyton back on the radio.
Your lips of my pain. But right now it's just me. Alone on this earth.
You can find her on iTunes. Don't you know? Called Bird. Yeah, you can own it and listen to it whenever you want to. Yeah, you can do that now. Anyway, let me see what else is going on. One of the things that is amazing is you'll have there's breaks during the program, obviously, and so what you try to do is you try to go get water or something like that. And really what you try to do is get out there and talk to people who make eye contact with you because you know they want to talk to you. And, you know, just say, hey, how are you? And, you know, it's amazing the stories they tell you. They'll tell you about, you know, about struggling with combat stuff, right? And some do, right? Not too many. And then, you know, and then all of a sudden in the course of the situation, in the course of the conversation, they stop and they say, but I was sexually assaulted when I was a kid. And it just freezes you, right? And, you know, and it's just heartbreaking. I don't talk about it. I've never talked about it. And you made me think here today that I've got to talk about it because it eats me alive. And it's you know, it's amazing how many people cope by using the don't let the monkeys out of the cage school of mental health or philosophy of mental health. And that's the way people have done it for a long time. And so it's honestly, it's amazing. And Mike and I, you know, you'll hear in the next hours talk about, we goof on it now. It's a comedy routine. Like, the whole, because I love you, I can't talk to you about it, so I'm going to isolate myself. But it is, it's heartbreaking to hear those stories. But the cool part is you're gently prodding them, right, to don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid to talk about your stuff. You have to talk about it. You do, not for anybody else's sake, but for your sake. And so, but it is amazing the things that you hear and that people want to talk about. They don't know how to go about it, though. And they don't know if therapists are the best thing and whatnot. So we tend to talk about stuff like that. Anywho, also cool stuff. Expeditionary Warfare School, that is the school that captains from the Marine Corps and from other branches go to here in Quantico. It's, I want to say, 8.5, 9 month school. They start in September, and they'll be leaving, I think, at the end of April, the start of May, to go out to operational units. So their commanding officer showed up yesterday to hear it, and he and I want to say one of his faculty advisors, one of the guys who teaches there, came down afterwards and said, "Hey, could you guys extend your stay and do this for us?" We said, as long as whoever's paying says that's okay. And so we'll head over there on Friday and then fly out later on in the day. So cool stuff. Cool stuff that people see it. And it's interesting now, people have heard about it. And so they come and they say, "Well, I've heard about it. Or so-and-so told me about it." And so they come and kind of curious about what it's going to be. And Mike tells a funny story about listening to people before the program started yesterday, and so you'll hear that here in a little bit. But anywho, what else was I going to say? I had one other thing I was going to say, but it's, now that I can't remember it, to hell with it. Couple interesting stories. One in Stars and Stripes this morning. Top headline in Stars and Stripes, interestingly enough, is the Navy enacts almost all changes recommended after the fatal USS Fitzgerald and USS McCain collision. I'm not going to get too much into that today. Let me get to the story that I want to talk about. The story I want to talk about is one for that has to do with caregivers. And the caregivers program is going to see a change. And I don't know that that's a good thing. All right. I mean, turnover is a is a normal thing, and especially in the DOD, people find better jobs that pay more after they run programs like that. And so, you know, it happens. But as soon as I find that story, we'll talk about it. But you see something like that, and those embryonic programs that need a little bit of continuity to help them stand up better are pretty important. The search has been scaled back for the lieutenant who's missing in the Sierra Nevadas, Lieutenant Matt Kraft from 7th Marines. The search will continue, but on a much more limited scale, which is not good news, obviously. And so keep his family in your thoughts and prayers. Keep your fingers crossed that maybe there is some hope that he's injured and they can't find him. But, you know, again, the conditions in the mountains across the United States with all the snow that, you know, the nation has had is pretty, I don't want to use the word extreme, but it's not, you know, what I think we've experienced over the course of the last, you know, pretty much decade, especially out here in the West when we've struggled to get enough moisture. And now it's, there's a lot of it up there in the Sierras, and so it's you know, it's troubling. It's troubling. And so when you're, you know, if you are of the mind to go up and hike and do long distance endurance things, word to the wise, you know, that stuff is, that stuff's dangerous stuff. The, top part stories in Early Bird, before we get out of here today, and you, well, actually, we don't get out of here, but you'll hear Mike and I talk about what we've been up to here the last couple of days, so you'll hear that. But, top story is, a judge says the president cannot implement his transgender military policy. A federal judge on Tuesday said her injunction preventing President Trump's transgender military policy from taking effect remains in place after the Pentagon released a memo to implement the policy. What? The question is why. In a three-page order, Judge Colleen Kohler Cotelli of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia wrote that defendants are incorrect in claiming that there was no longer an impediment to the military's implementation of the transgender policy in this case. Asked whether the order will affect plans to implement the policy on April 12th, the Pentagon spokesman said that the department is consulting with the DOJ on the next step. The spokesman referred all further questions to the DOJ. DOJ. Last week, Deputy Defense Secretary David Norquist signed a memo implementing the policy that would ban most transgender people from serving in the military. The memo came roughly a week after a federal court ruled to lift the last of the injunctions preventing Trump's policy from taking effect. So, anyway, so that policy drama continues. Second story, Military Times is on Early Bird, is some stateside military projects, NATO defense projects at risk to fund the border wall. So much in the news everywhere is what it's going to cost, where the president's getting this money, essentially what is the opportunity cost to go ahead and fund the wall. So that in the news today. Number three, this is what Mattis will be up to post-Trump administration. So if he's true to form, the Secretary of Defense, having not read this story, he will go back to life at the Hoover Institute out of Stanford, where he was before. He will continue to do what he was doing, which was essentially consult and work on projects of his choosing. So, with that said, here's the article. Former Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis is returning to his previous role with the Hoover Institution, a think tank located on Stanford University campus. Mattis will be researching and writing about domestic and international security policy, as well as participating in military and national security events in California and Washington, the think tank said in a press release on Tuesday. Quote, I have long relied on the work of Hoover to supplement my understanding of the critical challenges facing our country and to help guide tough decisions, Mattis said in the press release. I believe we have an obligation to pass on the lessons we've learned so that future generations can study, learn, and become better. Hoover has made this part of its mission, and I look forward to returning. So after a 90-day hiatus, much welcome probably on his part, although I'm sure with a certain sense of melancholy because of the intensity, and he enjoys it. He gets back to a little bit more normal life here at out in the state of California on the campus of Stanford University, doing what he did before he got tapped, which was think tank stuff and speaking around at the defense now. But now, obviously, much more in demand. Number four, Northrop launches hypersonic defense push. Hypersonic, that's like the cool word now. Hypersonic. What happens if the target moves? Don't say that. With the Pentagon making hypersonic weapons a priority, Northrop Grumman is throwing its hat in the ring in an attempt to claim space in the still early hypersonic defense missile market. The company last week launched a new campaign website focused on hypersonic defense as part of a broader push into the business area, where the Pentagon expects to spend more than $10 billion in the next 5 years to develop offensive and defensive hypersonic capabilities. That's the last thing the Russians want to hear, because once we do that and we begin to develop ours with the resources we have, then the Russian state, with an economy the size of Canada, cannot compete. And that's Vlad Putin, the combination of James Bond and Dr. Evil that he is, he will not be pleased to hear that, because his economy can't sustain that. Because he's faking it. Number five, is anybody tracking health issues from mold and other military housing hazards? I have been in contact with the women that are involved in this, and so I'm curious to see where this story goes. And the reason I'm so curious is, in my opinion, there's four pieces to this story. The first piece is getting people to safe housing, which on the list is easy. Two is making sure that families that have been financially harmed get compensated. Three is, after you get them to safe housing, amending contracts and putting in, right, military side supervision and quality assurance to make sure that when somebody is given a house that is maintained by this company, by a private company, that it meets standards. And to me, what that means is somebody who's bonded goes in and tests that thing, and who's got a punch list of every maintenance thing that's been done to the house, and goes in and inspects it and says, this house has clean air, this house has clean water, it is fit for human consumption. All right. And so that's number three. Number four is all these people that have been physically harmed, both adults and children, they will deal with that for the rest of their life. Somebody better pay for that for the rest of their lives. Somebody's got to pay for it. So it's there's four elements to the solution. So anyway, the article in Military Times, military family advocates are questioning whether officials are tracking and treating the health issues that are linked to military housing rife with mold, rodent infestations, and lead paint. The issues with these problems in military housing started with family concerns about health, blah, blah, blah. What organization is it? The National Family Military Association says, quote, it does seem families were exposed to some hazardous issues within the insulation housing. She made that statement yesterday at a DOD military family readiness. Are you kidding me? It does seem that way? Are you like, hello? The association would like to see a collaboration of the Defense Health Agency with housing officials to make sure families who believe they are suffering ill health. Whoa. Why does she qualify her words like that? DOD is collecting data on health effects, said Dr. Terry Adderim. Yeah, you're going to have to show us. You're going to have to prove to us. Okay, I guess that's part of it. And then they're also looking at this whole issue of whether children that live on base, some of whom live in legacy housing, which is housing from the 1800s, get tested regularly for lead in their blood. I mean, as stupid as that, why is that housing even around anymore with that lead paint if it's toxic? Well, I mean, why? So the Army can save money? The Air Force, my understanding is that the Air Force destroyed all theirs because they occupied the same Army installations, right? When the Army Air Corps showed up, that's what they did. So, anywho, that's the way that goes. Problematic. So I just encourage you, keep your eye on the story and don't be afraid to email your congressman and two senators and say, I want you to pay attention to this. I'm going to pay attention to what you do and how you vote. And if you do not take care of these people, I will not vote for you again. All right. Because that is the coin of the realm. That is what they understand. So, again, these stories, it's just you hear somebody who's supposed to be an advocate for families qualifying their words, right? Like they're a lawyer. And I don't know. Executives of the privatized companies had a similar understanding, McMahon said, noting that he has met with them three times over the last 45 days, and the conversation and focus will continue. I expect them to get us there, McMahon said. If they don't come willingly, we will get to the point that we will modify their behavior one way or the other. I would just as soon have them do it voluntarily, and I think that's what will happen. If you believe, right, if you believe that they will, because again, if you heard the story that was done in 2012, right, at Naval Station Norfolk, right, if you heard that story, you heard the exact same words coming out of the same people's mouth, and then the exact same thing happened. If you think that they're capable of policing themselves, you're wrong. You're wrong as wrong could be. And, you know, it would be one thing if it was just your, you know, then so you could be wrong and then your kids could be punished. But that's not the way this shit works. You're wrong and somebody else's kid gets poisoned by lead paint because these jackasses didn't do the things they're supposed to do, right? And you hear the stories, right? When you get mold, you go bleach it and you paint over it. Okay, isn't there a step missing from that? What kind of mold is it? Is it the mold you get on your caulking in your shower that you see in the discoloration, right, that isn't harmful to humans, or might it be another? And how do we identify it, and who certifies it? Yes, they did have mold. Yes, it was in the drywall. Yes, it was as a result of the hot water heater leaking. Yes, this company tested it. These are the results. It came back negative. We bleached it. We painted it. This is a subsequent air test showing no mold, right, no bacteria from mold in the air. Boom. Okay, thank you. You would think that would be it. That isn't the way they do it, though. So you can see the issue. And now we're going to trust them that you're going to get there on your own? Please. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Mike Musselman joins us. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Wilson, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nelson. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nelson at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.